the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Dr. Julia Trochet is an Egyptologist who delves into the realm of ancient Egypt and Assyria. One of her main research areas examines the intersection of religion and society in the ancient world. It involves thinking about how religious and social practices, norms, and ideology confronted each other or worked together. Last December, Trochet, who's an assistant professor of history at Missouri State University, published her first book. It's titled Death, Power, and Apotheosis in Ancient Egypt, the Old and Middle Kingdoms. The time period of these kingdoms is about 2700 to 1700 BC. I'm Emily Yip. Trochet joins me today to discuss her book.
The book title is actually pretty on the nose for what the book is about. It's based on my dissertation research that I did at Brown University, but it really took on a whole new life onto itself, and I changed quite a bit of it into making this book.
Trochet explains the book's three main pillars: death, power, and apotheosis.
Apotheosis is the term that people maybe aren't as familiar with, and that really just means the process of becoming deified, of becoming a god. In ancient Egypt, the dead were active, efficacious beings, meaning they could cause you illness and they can haunt you. They're basically sort of like an equivalent to ghosts, but also the ancestors could protect you and help you. And so they're not too dissimilar, the ancestors of ancient Egypt, from the ancestors we encounter today. In some ways, some people would become particularly sort of famed and popular and would become something more akin to saints. And I found that really interesting and intriguing. And I wondered what allows for somebody who was mortal, who was man, and we are talking here about all men, to become a god? And how does that happen? That's a pretty big transition. So I was really interested in exploring that further. And that's how I got into the topic of the book, was just this interest in the role of the dead and the daily lives of ancient Egyptians, and in particular, how this process of deification could happen. The book looks at death, and it talks about mortuary culture and the sort of average mortuary culture that is everything to do with the funeral and death and worshiping the dead and venerating the dead in ancient Egypt. Power then talks about the role that the king played in mortuary culture and how some of these deified dead, or what I call esteemed dead, can subvert that power and challenge at times the king's royal power. And then apotheosis, that's the last component, which is, again, deification. And that speaking to examples and case studies of deification of dead individuals from ancient Egypt.
By reading the book, Trochet hopes readers can relate to the similarities with ancient Egyptians.
I think one of the things I really hope people take away from my book is the fact that the ancient Egyptians are very similar to us in so many ways. And the way that they engaged with their dead, with their ancestors, is actually very similar and reminiscent of how many cultures today engage with their ancestors and their dead. I really hope people get a sense of familiarity and that they think of ancient Egypt as a little bit more accessible after reading the book. I think about feasting with the dead is a practice that happened in ancient Egypt, but also happens at Dia de los Muertos and is, you know, part of lots of modern traditions today throughout the world. And so this isn't something quite so far away and esoteric as one might think.
Readers will find the characters highlighted in the case studies particularly engaging.
There were some deified dead that had just these huge, robust, complicated, interesting practices of worship. And then some individuals, like this individual I look at named Mehu, has very limited evidence that speaks to his deification. But what he does have is he has a whole bunch of people who name their sons after him. And they don't just name their sons Mehu, but they name their sons things like Mehu is praised, or may Mehu be satisfied, or Mehu is great. This is what we call theophoric name constructions. They're basically just names that invoke or call upon a deity. And in this case, the deity is this local man who is worshipped and revered and honored by his community named Mehu. And so everybody in that town or in that village wanted to name their kids after this great local folk hero.
She believes readers will appreciate the diverse types of materials used to access the deified dead.
We're looking at epigraphy, which are inscriptions. We're looking at graffiti. We're looking at temples and tombs. the whole sort of world of ancient Egypt is drawn upon in the book. And so if you're interested in Egyptian texts or material culture or religion or literature, it's all in there.
You can find Death, Power, and Apotheosis in Ancient Egypt, the Old and Middle Kingdoms, online at Cornell University Press or Amazon. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.